Spending a few minutes now with Drexel women's basketball standout Bailey Greenberg, junior forward, as the Dragons are getting ready for the WNIT. They will visit Harvard in the first round on Friday night. And first of all, Bailey, thanks for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
Let's look at the totality of this season. You guys had a ton of success. You had a nice run in the conference tournament, heartbreak in the championship game. But overall, you got to be pretty proud of what you guys have been able to put together.
Yeah, it was another great season. I'm really proud of the team. We just played so well together, I thought, this year, and we really stayed together. We just unfortunately couldn't get that one win at the end. But we're really excited for the NIT tournament.
Did it take a while for the sting of that to wear off and to kind of build that excitement up that you still get to play here?
Yes, definitely. It took us a couple days to be like, all right, now we still have another opportunity to play. So we're excited.
You get Player of the Year honors in the CAA. We were talking beforehand. This kind of came as a surprise to you, huh?
Yeah, it was definitely a surprise. There's a lot of really other great players in the CAA this year, so I'm really thankful for it. But I would like to thank my coaches who have made me a lot better player since I've got to Drexel, and then my teammates dishing the ball to me, especially the guards like Hannah, Aubrey, and Key.
What was your initial reaction? How'd you find out? Did Coach Dillon tell you, or how did you find out?
She told us in our end of the practice circle, and I was just kind of shocked because I didn't think I was going to get it. But it was nice because I was with my team, and that was really cool to get it when they're all surrounding me.
Where do you think you've grown the most since you came to Drexel to this point as a basketball player? Where has your game evolved the most?
I think consistency in the point of like learning this year to show up to every game, that you can't take any breaks or take any team for granted. And then also trying to become more of a leader vocally on the court is a big strength or a big growth for me. So,
when you're looking at colleges coming out of Wood, was Drexel always high on your list? What made you decide to become a Dragon?
So funny story, I had five different high school coaches. So the one thing I really wanted and I looked for in college was I wanted a really great relationship with my coaches, which I can say for right now, I have an amazing relationship with all four plus Mike, the five of them. So I'm really happy I chose Drexel.
What is it about, what is your favorite part of being a college basketball player? Is it the games? Is it the camaraderie? Is it the practices? When you look at it, what is the top thing for you?
I would say just being a part of something like Drexel. It's an amazing family atmosphere. So just knowing that you have like 12 other teammates, like going into the season, like coming into college, like you're nervous about meeting new people and you automatically have friends. And then, so I would say that.
One of the things that's fascinating about your team is you guys play such good defense. How much fun is it to frustrate opponents? Because you've given some teams just some awful, awful stat lines this year as far as shooting and as far as points. And can you sense on the court when it's really working as far as not just the results, but the frustration the other team's showing towards you?
I like can, honestly. I'm like kind of oblivious. Like I'm just so worried about making sure our team's like on the same page. So I can't really sense it. Sometimes people make it obvious and it's just like, ha. But yeah, besides that, it's just like nice because we do that to a lot of teams.
And that's something, what is it that gets you guys to buy in? Because I think every team, every coach talks about the importance of playing great team defense. You guys do it night in, night out. I mean, even games you've fallen short, these are games you're losing like 52-45, stuff like that. So what is it that gets you guys to do this every night?
Yeah, so Amy Mallon handles a lot of our defense, and she just really, I don't know what she does, but she gets us to buy in because we want to win. We don't want to lose, and we know what it feels like to lose. It stinks. No one wants to. So we just all come together and try to play as one. So it's been working for us so far.
How much fun is it to have this college success relatively close to home?
It's so nice. I have a really big family, so they all come out to all the games. My parents, they come almost everywhere, and it's just really nice to have that support behind us.
And you've got basketball in your family, right, throughout your family?
Yes. My dad, he's 1 of 12, so it's big.